joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Pat Baldwin, UW Milwaukee men's basketball coach, joining us. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm still trying to find the basket. That's what I'm trying to do. Right,
last night was I was checking that game out. I have never seen anything like that in the second half. It was just it was almost a battle of futility. It just wasn't going in at all last night. Have you ever seen anything like that?
You know, I've seen games like that before, and I mean, you've seen games where Virginia's played and they've done that to teams before, and it's just hard when you're going through it and you know your guys are really battling. They want to help their team so much, but for some reason or another, we couldn't find the stroke in the second half that we had in the first.
You guys were up by 10 at the half, and in the second half of that ball game, it just went really cold. You said the offense got stagnant. Explain what you mean by stagnant.
Well, I thought we were playing, and we do have really good perimeter players, in my opinion, but I thought the ball, you know, whenever we just stayed around the three-point line a lot. A lot of our guys, when they got the basketball, they wanted to try to make plays for themselves, or they wanted to really help our team win. So the ball stuck a lot. So there wasn't a lot of movement. We didn't penetrate against their defense and make them work defensively. And I think that was the demise of our offense. You know, just the ball stuck. It didn't move. And that's contrary to how we typically want to play anyway.
You guys connected on just 2 of 17 after halftime last night. The one thing that I got the sense, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like guys were pressing. Everybody just wanted to make a play. Everybody just wanted one to fall, as if all of a sudden the lid was going to fall off the basket, and suddenly you start stressing over it, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, and we always talk about that is, you know, you want it so badly and you put so much pressure on yourself that you hold the ball a little bit tighter. It seems to be a little bit more heavy. And you just don't relax, you know, like you normally would in a game. And I think that's what happened to us a little bit. I think our guys were pressing and trying to make the home run play versus, you know, hitting with the singles and doubles to, you know, to at least extend our lead or stay in the game.
Also, in one of those circumstances, sometimes you can get it done with defense. Last night, points in the paint, not great. You guys got 28-12 last night. It seemed like what could go wrong did go wrong, and it's one of those terrific film studies. I mean, you don't want to watch a game like that, but it's great to be able to point things out and say, okay, this is what we did wrong. It's one of those great learning tools, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, I've already watched it 3 times. And
doesn't get any better, though, does it?
it does. I'm hoping it does. You know, and we'll watch it again with our guys just to – it's a learning tool. You know, I've said all along in this early part of the year, because we have so many new guys, there's going to be a lot of new lessons that come up that – and our teaching is going to have to be really important to help our guys get to where we want them to be. I think that we have a good team. I think that we have good players. And but chemistry takes a while to get. And, you know, hopefully we get it, you know, get it coming up on Saturday, mm-hmm. because that's the game for us.
Well, you guys actually played really well in the first half. I mean, as far as defense goes, you held them without a field goal, what, for almost 6 minutes or a little over 6 minutes at one point, right?
Yeah. And that was, you know, that's what I tell our guys all the time is that, you know, you want your defense to travel. And in the first half, we really paid attention to our scouting report and what we wanted to, you know, try to accomplish defensively. And then as our defense moved away from us in the second half, you know, I thought we had a lot of breakdowns, one in transition, you know, several in transition, you know, a few more in the half court, and it just, the floodgates opened up after that.
Talk about your team this season. Talk about coming into the season, not necessarily dwelling on last night, but just what are your expectations this year and some of the guys that you have you want to pay attention to?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, I think that we have really good players. You know, we have our guys that are coming back in Bryce Barnes and Vance Johnson and Carson Warren Newsom that have played. And then we have DeAndre Abram, who sat out last year, and I think that he could be, you know, a pretty good player in this league. And, you know, for us, you know, I think that we have a collection of good length and size and athleticism that I think that we can take advantage of. And as I mentioned, we have to make sure we're putting them in the right position to be successful. with those new guys that are in. You know, Darius Roy, he's proven in the last couple of games that, you know, he has the capability of taking over offensively and doing some really good things there. And, you know, DeAndre's another guy like that. And last night, Allen, if he makes a couple free throws, he has a double-double. And we've seen that before. So, you know, I think there's a lot of positives that we can take out of last night. And now moving forward, we learn from our film, we get better, and we go back, you know, to the drawing board and prepare for a good North Dakota team that, for our homecoming on Saturday at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock. I'm sorry.
I got to ask you, because Carson and Amir, both those guys, sophomores coming into this season, you know, how big is it as far as this season for them and that learning and that experience and taking that next step forward?
No, this is huge for them, and they're going to be learning on the job and out on the floor and really, we're going to count on them a lot. And Mears, from the standpoint of, he's 6'8", 6'9", has really good size, he's athletic, he's very explosive, and we're going to count on him to man the paint, much like we did, our guys last year, and Brett we're looking forward to his progression and him getting better. He's just scratching the surface on how good he can be. And somebody like Carson, he's been in our program. He knows what we're looking for. And we're just talking to him about consistency every single day and being an everyday guy. And we're working through that with him. But I think eventually he'll get it. And once he does, I think that he'll add a great amount of versatility to our team.
You got some good games coming up as well. Obviously, you mentioned North Dakota, Florida International. You go on the road down to Cincinnati, and you're taking on a good Bearcat squad down there. Talk about the Horizon League, though. We got Link Darner on a little bit earlier, and he was describing the conference. So give me your thoughts on the Horizon League itself.
I mean, first of all, I think the conference has really good coaches. If you think about who's in our league, Felton at Cleveland State, Davis at, has gone to a Final Four at Indiana. Now he's in our league. And obviously at Wright State with Nagy and Northern Kentucky with Brennan. So there's really good coaches in our league, and I'm not discounting anybody else in our league, but there's really good coaches. There's really good players. The competition level is really good. And I think there's probably four or five or six teams that you can count in our league that has a chance of winning it. So the parity is good, the competition level is really good, and the players are good as well. So every single night it's a battle. You have to make sure that you're prepared every single night. And, it's going to be one of those things where it goes until the last week of the season before you really, figure out who's going to win the thing.
Coach, always a pleasure to chat. Best of luck to you guys down the road. I'm sure we're going to talk, and we will chat again soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. Pat Baldwin, UW-Milwaukee men's basketball head coach, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.